Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let them have it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All righty, 1102 back on the Fan. I hate to be the bearer of bad news for Mr. Shohei Ohtani, but I don't think, based on the detective work that me and Teak were just doing, that his girlfriend is very serious toward him. She wrote on her Instagram page, 5 months ago, screaming a happy birthday from my lover and best friend before the night is over. Cheers to 25 and many more years of memories. I love you. I mean, it's a beautiful sentiment. She seems like an incredibly sweet woman, and she's definitely attractive.
Yes.
The only problem is the guy in the picture is not Ohtani.
It's not Shohei.
It's somebody else. So I don't think that he's too committed to that.
I think Javier was mistaken.
Yeah. All right. Either that or Ohtani is an absolute chump. Maybe that portends bad things for his October prowess.
Guess what? He's not coming to New York now.
Yeah, right? All right. So we'll get back to the Mets stuff a little bit here. 877-337-6666. I know you have a lot to say about Scherzer. My take on Scherzer, I think he's back. And big picture for the Mets, it's the best I've felt about the Mets all year. Now, they've had better records. They've had, been more games over 500. Right now, it's only three. But in terms of guys getting healthy, three of the four kids up, Scherzer dealing, Senga looking like a star, and it's starting to assimilate a little bit. The Mets feel different to me. Well, the Yankees feel different after this weekend. All right, so obviously, Giancarlo Stanton's back. Josh Donaldson's back. Listen, Giancarlo Stanton is incredibly easy to dissect.
Yeah.
He plays. He hits bombs. He plays too much. He gets hurt. Okay. And he's always healthy by October. So we know the deal with him. To me, and he's batting fourth. He's right in the middle of the order. The thing about Donaldson, and I feel like I've got to caution Yankee fans, I think Yankee fans are setting themselves up for a grave disappointment. Like, you need to stop expecting. If Donaldson bombs, like, you can yell all you want, and I can yell all I want, I don't think Donaldson's going to be a goner.
No.
He's not going to get the Aaron Hicks treatment. It's going to be different.
They have been overly
superlative?
Yes.
Yes.
About
effusive?
Yes.
Yes.
About, obviously, his defense, which is mostly justified.
Yeah, he's a good defender. He picks it. He picks it.
But also about his ability to be the leader and one of the leaders, that's obviously a judge, but one of the leaders in the clubhouse, but also this resurgent, bat. And it's almost like they're excusing last season's ineffectiveness to his first season in New York, right? It's just overwhelming in a sense. You get the expectation, the energy. We know it killed Joey Gallo. We know
it killed Lindor.
Killed
when he was 27 years old.
It's killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like they're giving.
Well, it didn't kill Lindor because he's regenerated,
but his first year, a little bit it did. But that's the example, right?
Yeah.
Look what they did to Lindor and yada, 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 and he's going to be fine. But he's also 38 years old.
Yeah, he's old. He's a different.
And you can see it. I mean, part of it last year was that he just couldn't catch up to like a fastball. He just couldn't get his bat on it. And every now and then he'd get lucky and he'd hit one and he'd hit it out and be like, all right, now he's got it back. And then he'd go through the, 2 weeks of nothing again.
Yep.
So I think he'll be a great defensive third baseman. If that's what you want the leader in the clubhouse, fantastic. But to expect him to be a contributing bat, I think is giving him too much credit right now. Stanton, yes, he will be a contributing back.
Yeah, he always plays. He mashes.
He's going to mash.
That's his MO.
Just don't let him play in the outfield anymore.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that.
We discussed that a little bit yesterday. To first base and to second.
Yes, and I almost would say rather than decelerate 20 feet from the bag, slide 20 feet from the bag and then crawl the remaining 18 feet. So you don't pull your hamstring when you try to stop running.
And you're saying that with love because you need him.
They do. All right, now let me just throw out a broader situation slash possibility. Now, yeah. Donaldson can come back and he get off to a quick start and he fits right in and he's batting sixth or seventh and he's giving you some pop and he's picking over third and he's got good energy. That's possible. I don't know if I'd bet on that, but it's possible. The other situation is he's cooked. Now, if he is finished, again, not to bang the drum for him to be cut or DFA'd because I don't think that's going to happen. It's different money than Hicks, whatever.
Yeah.
But I am very curious to see how the Yankees handle this after, say, a month or so of Donaldson not playing well and Peraza still mashing in the minors.
Yeah.
So let me throw this at you. Let's say Donaldson's a stiff and he looks like he's finished as a ball player.
As a hitter, sure.
And Peraza is still hitting. And he's hitting with power. He's not hitting a soft 340, whatever it is. He's got 10 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And we know he's got a great glove. He had a better fielder than Volpe. Everybody knows that. So what would the Yankees do? And I'm trying to look at their lineup in October if they get there, and they should. Rizzo at first, Torres at second. Although, and I don't want to keep creating trapdoors, I am still amenable to trading Gleyber Torres for an arm, especially with Peraza hitting. Now the question is, would the Yankees be so bold to punt Volpe to second base during the season? Or would you rather keep Volpe at short, Peraza at third, and DJ at second?
Yeah, I think you end up getting the 40-man gets really complicated if you do what you're talking about. It just gets really dicey. Right now you're playing around with options for other guys and trying to balance the roster. And somebody's going to have to go. And because DJ can't be a part-time player. And then
I would disagree with that. I think he might need to be a part-time player.
Well, I'm just saying he can't be, and then unless you trade Torres. Trading Torres would be fantastic, but are you trading Torres if you're kicking Volpe to second, knowing that Volpe could go through a stretch where he's just going to struggle
and
that you might need Torres?
I'd rather do that in January, in February, down in Florida. I'd rather mess around with that not during the season, to be fair, but keep going.
And so the only option is, and this is kind of what we were getting at yesterday, but we're not committed to, if you bring up Peraza, because I think he's a better shortstop. We've said that for
years. He's a superior defender. He's a great defensive player.
He's a better defender. Not that Volpe can't evolve into, near or close to him, but Peraza's a better defender. And if he comes up and you're going to play him intermittently, then you might as well send Volpe down.
There's no way I'm sending Volpe down.
And so you get stuck with too many infield position players.
Unless you make a serious move. And you're going to have to swallow hard, and they'd have to eat the remaining, you prorate this. I don't know, what's Donaldson? He's due about $13, $14 million the rest of the way.
Not a ton, but
you know what? You just DFA'd Hicks, so that's about a $40 million swallow at that point. I don't think they'll trade Torres midseason, but if the phone rings, I'm picking it up. And by the way, Torres has been fine. He's been great, but he's been fine. He's been fine.
Been a great second baseman, though.
Yeah.
Like his range and his accuracy with his throws.
But he still makes some boneheaded plays. He does.
Yeah.
Every great play he makes, I'm like, not everyone, but there's still four or five times this year, I'm like, how do you still do that at this point in your career? Why are you doing that? But it's going to be some tough decisions for the Yankees. Now, these are not tough decisions if Donaldson comes back and rakes.
Right.
If Volpe starts hitting, if Peraza goes ice cold in the minors, this very well might sort itself out through natural attrition. But I guess what I'm saying is prepare yourself as a Yankee fan. This thing is real fluid.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I'm okay with that. That's
so
fine.
Just as an aside, real quickly, Josh Donaldson in the minors has only played five games.
Somerset.
He hit .286.
Okay.
And then in Scranton, you can't really look at OPS or anything.
No, I gotcha.
But in Scranton, in three games, he hit .333.
Confirmed all-star. 877.
One homer.
877-337-6666. All right, so myriad possibilities face to the Yanks in terms of how they structure this thing moving forward based on the things we just discussed. And the Ohtani stuff. I mean, It's 2 months away from the deadline, and you can bet teams are already devising their trade packages, so this is something the Mets are going to have to really think about.
A lot of people have talked about Billy Epler to me. They get a comment, Billy Epler this, Billy Epler that. They also say Billy Epler's here because of Ohtani. They want Billy Epler to be here for sure because he has an inside track or a more inside track for Shohei Ohtani because of his previous relationship with him. That's why Billy Epler is still hanging around.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Let's get. All right, Eddie and Mohegan. What's going on, Eddie? You're on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, guys, what do you say? Listen, you know, I know as a Yankees fan, we're not going to get Ohtani. We don't have what it takes to get him, and nor do I want him. He does not have great stats in New York. I mean, he's got a 27 ERA against the Yankees. To be fair, you know, that's overall. So I couldn't find the stats just for New York, but I know they're not good. You know, his batting average is under 200. I wonder if you're going to give up that much if you want a player that might not possibly be able to play in New York. And then you look at the Angels. They had both Ohtani and Trout in their prime, and not only did they not win a World Series, they didn't get to the playoffs.
Yeah, but
I would rather keep the younger guys.
Yeah, but provided you're talking about from the Yankee perspective, provided the younger guys can actually play.
For anybody in New York, for the Mets or the Yankees.
No, well, I think the Mets situation is different than the Yankee situation because I'm pretty convinced that the Mets kids could play. I don't know if the Yankees kids can play. I don't know.
I think the Mets kids have proven that they can. Beatty can. I think Vientos, I need to start seeing.
But I got to see him play more. That's the one.
Vientos, yeah.
I mean,
I want to see him against right-handed pitching. Right?
They do.
Don't just throw him in there. Look, he had the sacrifice of RBI last night against a lefty. They subbed it, you know, correctly. But I want to see him. Can he do it? Can he be an everyday DH? And we have no idea because they're enamored with Daniel Vogelbach.
And now that Khan is starting to hit a little bit there, it's going to, you know, justifiably so. You hit, you should get rewarded. Yes. The last thing you got to, I mean, it took Khan, you know, the first couple of months to actually wake up.
Well, now didn't that he's put on a lot of weight, didn't we? Or muscle?
Yes, yeah, good muscle. I remember reading the article in February that he was trying to hit more bombs and that he really bulked up. And, you know, that may have been counterproductive. It may have slowed down a swing. And maybe he said, okay, I've got to refine my workout, and rather than getting thick, I've got to kind of get back to where I was. And I mean, I'm just guessing. But the last thing you want to do, or that they will do, is now that Khan is showing a pulse, you're not going to sit him down. So again, you know, he'll get some DH spots, and Vogelbach is still here until he's not. Oh, by the way, Hoff, how is the push for our boy Vogie to Seattle going? Sleepless in Seattle.
Swingless
in Seattle.
Swingless.
There it was.
oddly enough, some people think that we're trolling Vogelbach. I know this is a real push to get him to Seattle. Like, I really want to see him. This may be the most memorable moment for Daniel Vogelbach's career. Let's be serious.
It might be. I mean, what's even number two?
I don't know. I mean, a game winning walk. I don't know.
The commercial with Buck.
What is it?
The commercial with Buck.
Oh, that is. Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. Hey, look at Dove. Dove with a good contribution.
I have an answer for a previous caller. Shohei Ohtani in Yankee Stadium.
Well, he didn't make it out of one start last year.
Well, I'm talking about hitting.
Yeah, no, I know.
Hitting.
Got a couple of bombs.
He's got
two or one. How many home runs?
He's got four home runs.
Oh, that many. Okay.
Four home runs.
He got robbed one, too, by Judge.
Judge.
Batting 130.
Uh-oh.
OPS of 658.
Oh, we can't handle New York.
And a OPS plus of 47.
Oh, he's garbage. Stinks. I mean, talk about a small sample. How many at-bats?
13. It's tiny.
Oh, my goodness.
It's tiny.
What are we talking about?
No, not even. No, it's more than that, actually.
Well, it's got to be more than 13, 50, but it can't 50, be that many more.
46.
Okay. What is that? 12% of a season, if that. How about...
Still pretty bad.
Yeah, no, I hear you. How about Brady and Bradley Beach? It's like Volpe numbers, some might say. Brady's and Bradley Beach. Brady.
What's up, Brady?
How you doing? I want to talk about Ohtani.
Go ahead.
I think you got to go all in. The guy's a unicorn, MVP, and who do we compare him to?
Babe Ruth.
Right? Now, just think, where's he going to go in the rotation? 1-3, right? Where is he going to go in the lineup? 1-3. And I get your point about worst case scenario that he's a 2 month rental, leaves, and the guys we traded for are a decade of stellar play.
Yep.
Now, what are the odds that all those things happen? The other thing I think you need to consider is Ohtani being able to sit in the dugout and talk pitching with Scherzer and Verlander. I don't think he's had any mentors in L.A.
Brady, hold on one sec. You talk about sitting in the dugout and having a conversation with Scherzer and Verlander, and I'm not trying to be cute here. I don't know how much he understands the language. I don't know how deep those conversations will go. You can talk about some basic pitching principles.
Yeah.
I think you want to tell me he and Senga, he and Senga can.
He's got an interpreter,
No, of course, but that's for the post. Yeah, no, I got it.
I think there's worth consideration that he may be able to enhance himself by being around these two veterans.
Okay. I mean,
I got you.
All right, Brady. Thank you for the call. And did you have something else, Bud?
The other thing is, the Mets are a pretty friendly team. He might like it there.
Yes.
and if they win it all, I think that puts them in a good position. The other thing, I guess you have to gauge, is he bound and determined to leave? Is he going to go to the Dodgers?
You can't determine that. But Brady, hold on. Brady, that is the entire issue.
Thank you, Brady.
Thanks for the call, bud. That's the problem.
Yes.
Unless you get an assurance, which you can't, you're throwing a bit of a dart.
Yeah.
Hoping you hit the right number.
Yeah, that's the hard part, is that you have no idea what he actually wants to do and if he's going to use you. And so that's the challenge, which is why BT's stance, when we first started talking about this, was don't even worry about it, Mets. Get yourself right without Ohtani.
And they're starting to.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to get themselves right.
And if and when you do,
yeah,
then you become attractive because of the success of the season, not just him being the catalyst for the success of the season. It's a different thought process, I think, for Ohtani and his camp if the Mets are already trending towards being a World Series competitor.
I would agree with that. It's also a different thought process from the organization's point of view based on the sport. Now, if this is the NBA, mm-hmm. if we're sitting here talking about the Knicks and there's the NBA equivalent to Shohei Ohtani,
go get
see you later, IQ. Yep. See you later, Barrett. Here's our 6 first-round picks. Take yep. whatever you want except Jalen Brunson, and that's it. Because one guy in the NBA proves, if you're that caliber, that you're really going to get to a championship and or win one. And usually it's the latter when you have that kind of guy. So baseball, baseball's very different. Joe's in Clark, New Jersey. What's going on, Joe? How are you?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hello, Joe.
Couple things about the Mets. So one is, first, as far as Scherzer, I agree with you, DT. I feel like, yesterday he had velocity. He had a lot of movement on that pitch. A lot of run on his fastball, and when he needs 96, Tiki, he can give you 96 up in the zone. He'll strike you out.
Yep.
But with that and the moving all those breaking balls, he does look like he's back.
No, he really does feel like it. I just need him to stay healthy, Joe. That's the trust thing. Just stay healthy. It's June 1, right?
I do you 100%. Now, as far as Ohtani's concerned, guys, here's my theory on Ohtani. To me, the only way I think the Mets are going to sign Ohtani is to trade for Ohtani. I need to get him in the building, get him here for 2.5 months, have Cohen take him all around everywhere, give him a private plane.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So indoctrinate him.
You've got a captive audience.
Yeah, indoctrinate him into what they're doing here as opposed to trying to sell him after the season. That's a different animal.
Have Senga hang out with him, whatever it takes. But you get him here and you sell him. You don't let him, you don't take a shot in December and hope that he comes inside. To me, that's the only way. And personally, guys, if we're close, we're going to get Quintana back, guys. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to get Diaz back. If we're in it, if we're close at the end there,
yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you right now that I'm all in. As far as real fast, one more thing, guys, the fact that Vogelback, I've called you many times. Everything is great in Metland today. The fact that he's still on this team, it's one of the mysteries. It's like the pyramid. It's one of the great mysteries of mankind. Again, yesterday, he gives you nothing. He's like 3 for his last 29.
Yeah.
Why is he still here? Please, someone answer me.
I wish I had a line to the Mets to get that answer for you. Because everybody's asking the same question.
Yeah. And by the way, they just swept the Phillies. And we're incapable.
Well, it's only because Alvarez is doing well. Beatty's doing well. And Vientos is the other guy who the Mets are just waiting to prove that the system works.
Oh, I want to unleash him as well. Unleash the kid. Let him eat. Let's go.
The only thing The only thing that's keeping him from being an everyday or more of an everyday player
is the human walker.
Is the human walker.
That's it.
Exactly.
He should be a dog walker. He walks so much. That could be his next job.
I mean, it was refreshing to see Vientos because they already had the lead at that point, right? It was 3-2.
Yeah.
They already had the lead. He's just swinging for the fences. Yeah. I was like, all right, good.
Yeah.
But then he battled. Choked up a little bit, hit a deep fly ball, and you know, got a run in.
Mm-hmm.
You love to see that. It was awesome.
It's just an energetic, you know, lively body.
Dude, he swung the bat.
Yeah,
swing the bat.
Yeah, that's a starting point. I'm just a guess. Ted Williams would have been very good if he didn't swing.
No. We have a mic and you have a phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, 1126 back on the Fan. So, yawn, pardon me. The NBA series finals has started. I know you guys don't really care about this. Neither do we. Knicks aren't playing. Nets aren't playing. We don't really care. Whatever. But Warriors aren't there. LeBron's not there. So
there's no marquee player. Wait, did I say that? There actually is one.
That's the thing. And I got to tell you, just a couple of minutes on this. We're not going to inundate you with NBA final stuff. But the Nuggets obviously won last night. The final score, I think it was 11 or 12. It really wasn't that close. They were thumping them. They were up by 20, 20-something early. They were ready to go. Well-rested. They were playing great.
Too much size.
A lot of size. Yes, for sure. I'll tell you, Mike Breen, who is the man, Mike Breen is awesome. Mike Breen said something last night. It might be, on the surface, the most outlandish thing Mike Breen's ever said. And it's a very short list of outlandish things that Mike Breen's ever said. Because he doesn't really do that too often. Now, thankfully, Van Gundy checked him a little bit, and Breen kind of took it back. But what he said was, after a Jokic play, and maybe you guys remember this, he said, man, Jokic passes like magic, he rebounds like Moses, and he shoots like Bird. So, I mean, who's the greatest passer of all time? It's Magic Johnson. Who's the greatest shooter of all time? It's Steph, but I mean, we get the point. Larry Bird's right there. Who's the greatest rebounder of all time? You want to say Rodman, I got you. Moses right there. All right. So this is why I'm so annoyed with Mark Jackson. And I love Mark too, but Mark really messed up. So Jokic should have won the MVP this year. Let's not waste time debating on that. Larry Bird is the most recent MVP winner 3 times in a row. Wilt did it. Russell did it, right? And this is what I hate about when those who have the voting power really, truly mess something up. And Mark, listen, Mark took ownership of it, but that was just an egregious. He's like, oh, I forgot. Well, I mean, okay, so by Mark Jackson forgetting, he really alters the way this guy's going to be perceived forever. He averaged a triple-double. He's going to probably win the championship this year. He's already got 2 MVPs. Listen, I don't know how he's going to be positioned 10, 20 years.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Years from now, but imagine if Jokic would have, as he should have, won the MVP this year. It's a totally different stratosphere.
It is a very different stratosphere because he could go down as the best center ever to play the game. You know, seriously, because you think about how he shoots from three-point range.
God, it's crazy to say that, but you're not wrong.
How he dominates a defender. Like the reason the Heat cannot win this series, and they might get swept, BT, is because he's not like Kevin Durant, but he is, because you can't defend him. Unless you have a seven-footer who's going to run out to the elbow and get into his face, he's going to shoot over whoever you throw out there. I don't care. Bam has no shot. I feel bad for Bam. Like, he just can't. He can't get into the trajectory of Jokic's shot. So every shot he can take. So no matter what he wants to do, he's going to do. And he's big. So if he gets in the post and wants to bang around, which he doesn't really do a ton, but if he wanted to, he could.
Oh, yeah.
He's unstoppable.
Yes, he is.
Especially against teams that don't have the right side. Unless Shaq comes back.
Yeah.
I don't know how you defend him consistently over a series. You can do it in a game.
Yep.
By doubling him, force him out, getting him trapped.
You got to hit him. You got to go right in his chest.
You got to bang him, foul guys out, whatever. But you got to get physical with him, and the Heat don't have anyone to get physical with him, and nobody has had the wherewithal to get physical with him this season. Triple-double in his first finals game.
Yeah.
Triple-double.
And he averaged a triple-double this year.
Exactly.
He averaged, he was 25, what was he, 25, 10, he was 25, 12, and 10.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about Jokic is that he's going to age gracefully.
Yes.
Because he plays slow.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a great body. Mm-hmm. So it's not like as he gets older, that's going to adversely impact and kind of accelerate this decline. And just a final thought on this. You know what's amazing? Like, we all love Patrick Ewing. Like, we love him.
Yeah.
If you saw Patrick play, you respect Patrick. You love Patrick. I mean, Patrick Ewing, forget about three MVPs, which you should have had in a row, Jokic. Imagine if Patrick had one MVP, which he doesn't. Like, we revere Ewing, and Ewing can't shine Jokic's shoes.
Yeah.
Now, it's a different NBA.
Yeah.
Understood. And Pat was a pioneer for big men who can shoot it. But this guy's flawless, dude. And Mark Jackson really screwed him. He really did.
Yeah, he did. He did. And
that is weak.
We won't even think about it, because unless, you know, history proves that that's a deciding factor, but I don't think history's going to...
Well, it's not going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame,
but
now he can't get
factor.
Three MVPs in a row unless he does it in his mid-30s, basically.
But
could
he?
I mean, he could, but it should have already happened, is my point.
I hear you, but who's better than him? What's this?
Right now in the NBA?
Seventh year. So he's 28 years old right now. He just turned 28.
Yeah.
So... Is he not going to be dominant until he's 34?
No, he is. That's why I say that he's going to age gracefully.
Again,
but I don't
exactly.
know if he's still going to win MVPs when he's 33. I mean, he could. He could, actually.
I think he will.
He could. I remember seeing the game early, Porzingis versus Jokic at the Garden. And I remember Jokic. I mean, KP was doing his thing as well, but Jokic was just, even then, I'm like, God, I didn't know how to say his name. I'm like, Jokic.
Yeah.
Basically like Jokic, you know. Jokic, you know, the guy's just a beast. He really is a great player. Oh, here we go. All right, it is time to sound the horn for our boy Vogelback. Hop, take the reins, buddy.
Let's go, everyone, right now, together. You could do this through as many email addresses as you have, by the way, because I have like seven, so I'm going to vote like, what's seven times five? Like 35.
35.
Let's go. 35 times today for my boy Daniel Vogelback.
Are you actually going to vote 35 times?
Yes, I
35
have
35 times.
Yes.
Right. It's very easy. It honestly, once you do it once, it's so easy.
He did a screenshot of how he did it yesterday. He's all in. I'm all in, too. I want Vogelback to be an all-star.
Tom Izzo and Digital's all in. There's
bunch
of people that are all in, and so should you. Just go to MLB.com, all-star ballot. Go to the DH spot. Listen, there's nobody's there, okay? You talk about Christopher Morel, Jock Peterson, Jorge Soler, Joey Votto,
right,
Bryce Harper.
I'm going to do it.
Daniel Vogelback should be the clear-cut favorite to win the DH spot for the for National League.
Give the it again, MLB.com.
MLB.com/all-star. Ballot. There
and the hashtag, if you guys want to, you know, dig into social media, Swingless in Seattle is one that we've come up with. Vogelback, Vogelbach. That's one. Hoff's got like two or three more, right?
Base on ball star.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. All right, moving underway. This will come to fruition.
And tweet at us, too. If you got any more hashtags, please tweet at us. I'm all good for that. Like, I want to be creative with this. This is fun. Listen, again, like I said, this is going to be the best moment of Daniel Vogelback's career.
And we're going to provide it for him.
That's right.
And that's going to make us feel good in life.
That's,
I agree.
That's what it's about. Listen, I've been one of the biggest culprits of dogging on Vogelback because of how bad he's been. But this is something, let's flip the script right here. Let's make this a positive. At the very least, we can get a New York Met Daniel Vogelback to the All-Star game.
I'll tell you, the moment that he doffs the cap, you know, ladies and gentlemen from the New York Mets, designated hitter, you know, you do it through the whole routine at the start of the game, and he takes his hat off and he addresses the crowd, it's going to be a proud moment for the show. We got to get him there.
Yeah,
I might shed a tear.
The URL you gave is convoluted. It's MLB.com/allstar and go from there. Just do it that way. Don't do the ballot thing. MLB.com/allstar.
There you go. That keeps it
simple.
Let's keep it going. Let's go. 877-337-6666. How about Glenn, who's in Flushing? What's going on, Glenn?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
If Vogelback gets voted in, I think the commissioner might rework the whole system, I think.
Good.
Well, then listen, we are all for reform,
power,
and overhaul.
Power to the people.
Yes.
Right,
change everything here.
Way back when, I think in Cincinnati in the early 60s, they voted all their players in, and then they switched
that's right.
the format,
that's right.
I believe.
That's right.
But onto Otani, I was reading something. You guys might have heard about this already, but in the Ken Rosenthal had mentioned in the Japanese hierarchy culture that the players usually don't like, they're uncomfortable, the Japanese players, if they're being made major league teammates with another guy like Senga. And had you heard that yet?
No. Why is that? I would think you'd want the union and the comfort level. Why?
No,
why is that?
No, it's disrespecting Senga in this case. You know, he's got his own thing going on. He doesn't, you know, I guess I'm assuming he's older than Otani. And, you know, it's just disrespectful.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, the Japanese culture is obviously one of pride and great respect. I have not heard that. I didn't read the article from Kenny. I'm going to try to dig into that at some point today just to see what's going on. But when you say that, while I don't know that it's true, I'll certainly take your word for it, but it seems like something that could be woven into the Japanese baseball culture. Like, it wouldn't stun me if that's actually true.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting, though. I wouldn't have thought that would have mattered.
You don't want to take somebody's shine, Teach.
Yeah, but I don't know. Ultimately winning, right? Isn't that the idea?
You would think so, yeah. Go ahead, Glenn.
Go ahead, Glenn.
You had something else, okay.
One last thing, and this is about college baseball. I'm looking forward to it. I know you used to announce some St. John's baseball, BT. And I'm hoping UConn, somebody in the East, can finally make a dent and go to the Super Regionals again.
Virginia, Glenn.
Going northeast, buddy.
Virginia. I just have a bet. Well, Virginia's playing Army.
That's right. I'm
giving my father-in-law 6 runs. We have a lunch bet.
Okay.
The Black Knights.
Of the Hudson Valley.
Get 6+6 at Virginia. At UVA.
Okay.
UVA is going to beat them by 12.
Wow. I'm all for them right there.
Yeah, they did. It was a long time ago. 2016, 15 or 16? Right after Vanderbilt
won. When you guys won the championship?
Yeah, right
2015.
15.
That was 2015.
Vanderbilt won in 14 with
Price. Dansby
Swanson.
Yes. Swimmy.
Oh, Samsonite.
I don't make movies like that anymore.
I don't know, either
we're becoming too sophisticated a society, which I know is not the case.
Yeah.
Just feed us the dumb stuff once in a while. We're okay. We're receptive
exactly.
to it. It works still.
We will.
You know? So good luck to West Point. Actually, the manager at West Point, it's his first year, was the manager at Marist for about 15, 16 years.
Is that right?
Chris Trask just jumped from Marist to West Point, so he's doing a great job.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely.
He's good. And
tough region, though.
It's very tough. Years back, Stony Brook had this great run. I remember Manhattan had a little bit of, obviously St. John's over the years too. Mm-hmm. Manhattan had a little run. Marist's made a bunch of regionals. But listen, you're a Northeast team. To get past the regional and to get into the super, I mean, the difference is like, take these mid-major powers, like a West Point this year.
Yep.
Or Marist over the years or whatever. They've got, you know, 2 studs at the top. Studs, kids who might get drafted. At the top of the rotation, but then they're like, not that they're scrubs, but their third, fourth, middle relief guys are good, but they'd be a 6 starter on a power, like an LSU or Virginia. And that's, you know, it's tough. You got to win multiple games.
That makes it hard.
You get into the bullpen. To me, that's the biggest difference, you know. So, but good luck to everybody.
Then you get freshmen pitching and getting the second, like, before you know it,
yes.
you're shot.
Yeah. No, I'll keep my eye on this.
Or throwing tired arms out there.
Let's go West Point.
Let's
six
go.
Runs, huh?
Six runs.
Sharp Tierney think
to
about
Ernie
that.
Ernie Johnson.
When is that first game? Tonight?
It's tonight, yeah.
Is it?
Tonight at 6:30, something like
all
that.
Right.
I can't remember.
I'm pulling for
I'll
West
be
Point.
Watching intently.
No, you won't be.
I mean...
How are you going to watch it? What channel is it
on? I want my pops to buy me dinner.
Yeah, but you don't even know what channel it's on. How are you going to watch it? You're going to follow
it's
it
on
intently.
ESPN. I guarantee you it's on the ESPNU.
That's true. That is true.
Because it's always on
ESPNU. That is true. That is true.
I always see Miami and Florida State. Yep, every time yep. I turn it on.
I always see Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's on a lot, too.
They got a sick stadium. Vandy's got that big wall in left field.
The
gorgeous.
ACC used to have a channel.
They do. They still do. I see them all the time. NC State, UNC. I watched them last week. I was watching them.
I don't know where that is, though. It should be right next to it, but I don't see it.
Well,
all
that's
the
a you problem. You got to figure that out. 877-337-6666.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, 11:45, back on The Fan on this Friday. It is the Tiki and Tierney Show. We'll get back to you in the calls, 877-337-6666 in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to correct my UVA stance.
Uh-oh.
You know what it really is? I'm not paying enough attention because I'm mad at them right now.
Okay.
They did the Barber children incorrectly. Rondé's daughter
mean?
Didn't get recruited
oh.
for lacrosse. They didn't recruit AJ or Chasen.
Wow.
So since I'm playing tuition somewhere else, I don't pay as much of attention as I should.
Interesting. UVA I don't blame actually, you about it. Pissed me off, too.
UVA is actually playing in 15 minutes.
Do you want them to lose? Have we,
no,
have we turned
no, no,
that
no,
much?
No. I still root for them.
I got you.
You know,
yeah.
I'm paying between all four of our kids' tuitions at other institutions, not University of Virginia.
That's weak.
We're paying over $750,000 a year.
Oh my God, jeez.
So it's a lot.
Well, I remember when AJ was going through the process. I'm sure mm-hmm. some of you know, not all of you know, but AJ is going to be a junior now at Princeton.
That's
really,
right.
really blossoming receiver. He got some run last year.
Mm-hmm.
Teague's obviously humble, but AJ's good.
He's a baller.
And anyway, so when he was going through the early stages of the recruiting process, I remember, didn't you go on a visit to Notre Dame?
Went to Notre Dame.
Like, you had legitimate yeah. interest, and AJ is a good student, so Princeton's a great destination. But I remember saying, where the hell's Virginia, dude?
I know.
Ain't that good in football where you can't pick up the phone and call Barber's son.
Bronco was not interested.
Well, that's why Bronco's doing nothing.
He's no longer there.
Tell you he did nothing, I mean.
Look, I follow them, and I pay attention, obviously. It's my alma mater. I loved my time at Virginia. But they're playing today at noon on ESPN.
Let's go, Black Knights of the Hudson.
ESPN, as I was talking about. Yeah. I have a lunch bet with my father-in-law, Ernie, over the Black Knights. I'm giving him six.
Okay. Has he ever gone to a game at that baseball stadium up on campus?
I don't know if he's gone to a baseball game. I know he used to go to football games with him and his buddies.
That's a great scene.
All the time. I've never been to a football game up there.
Listen, I've only been to one because a couple of buddies I went to high school with wound up going to West Point.
Yeah.
So. My freshman year in college, learned intercession. I don't even remember what it's so long. Yeah. I don't even know what they called it. All I know is that time off so I could just hang out and not have to do any work. So I went to West Point, and I think they played the Citadel. And I remember we were walking on campus, and like they were plebes. They had no stripes. They were basically dirt at that point. And you walk in, this is on game day on a weekend. They're like, drop down and give me 30 something. That sucker, plebe. I was miserable. I'm like, how do you guys do this?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I have so much respect for our military undergraduate students. They do a lot. And BT, by the way,
yes.
He's siding with Ernie. He's taking the Black Knights.
100%. I always do.
Plus
always
six. Do. BT, I saw this story yesterday. Actually, it's been percolating for about a week. The SEC is contemplating a lot of different things. Like, are they going to play, you know, a nine SEC team schedule and other machinations? And Nick Saban was asked about that and some other things. And it ended up going towards the NILs. Now, we know how NILs have changed college sport. Some of these kids are becoming almost millionaires at 19 years old, some of them 20 years old. And Saban and a group of SEC coaches are headed to Washington, D.C. next week to go talk to Congress about the NIL. Now, I think the only reason that Saban is doing this, even though I think he's right to do this, the only reason Saban is doing this is because he's getting beat on the field and in the NIL world by Georgia.
Georgia coming with that money.
Coming with a ton of money.
And the talent.
Kirby Smart has done an unbelievable job flipping the program and then making it the best I mean, maybe overall, because their other sports are good as well, program in the SEC, especially with football. And what Saban wants to espouse to the lawmakers in D.C. is you got to regulate this. You got to create a balanced playing field because certain states and certain schools are spending tens of millions of dollars to bring in student athletes. And it doesn't matter if you have no connection. If someone's going to give you a million-dollar NIL deal, if it's even across the country, you're gonna go.
Yep.
If you have a bad experience in your first year or two at whatever school you decided to go through, I'm talking football, basketball, baseball, some of the money making sports, and someone offers you, you know what? We'll find a way to manufacture a $700,000 NIL deal for you if you transfer. Then the kid's going to transfer.
Yeah.
It's too much money, even if you come from money, to say no to. And so there has to be some sort of regulation. Otherwise, this thing's going to get out of control. Here's the challenge, though. I remember like 7 years ago, Northwestern said, hey, we got to unionize.
Yes, they wanted to create the union, 100%.
And everybody shot it down.
I remember.
Oh, there's no way. It's just not a chance. Forget that. What are you, crazy? You guys are students. You get the value of the scholarship, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they were ahead of the curve.
They were so far ahead of the curve, BT, because it's going to become the minor leagues, like especially football. College football has become the minor leagues of the NFL, and it's going to be run like the NFL, where there's a cap that you can spend on, you know, the amount of player, the money you give to the players. It's likely going to get unionized because now you're actually kind of like an employee, something that Saban also espoused. He said, look, I'd love to have these guys as employees because it's the reality of the money that's coming into the game. And so it is a evolving and very dicey situation with college athletics right now because of what NIL has done. And I think a lot of people knew that NIL was going to change the college sports landscape, but it's basically professional sport right now. I mean, it really is. And that's not just for the big sports, college, women's college basketball,
gymnastics. The LSU, I'm forgetting their name.
SUNY.
No, it's not SUNY.
I can't remember her name, but I follow her on Instagram, and I see her all the time.
She's making millions. I don't begrudge her for doing that. Absolutely. Monetize your brand as best you can. But I hate it. I absolutely loathe it. It is stripped away.
It's not going back, though.
I know it's not. So I've adjusted. Otherwise, I wouldn't watch a single second of anything. But it has stripped away any remaining purity, which admittedly was diminishing by the year. I get that. I mean, listen, cheating's been... John Wooden used to cheat. So there's this notion, well, I mean, in the 80s and the 90s, like the movie Blue Chips, dropping off bags of money, or the tractor from the hick who could shoot it. I forget his name, whatever the hick's name was out in Indiana. The Lexus car keys for Shaq's character. Like, that's always been good. But John Wooden cheated as well. So let's keep it real with that. It's one thing, like the transfer portals is one thing. And it's messy, and it's dirty, but isolated, okay. But the transfer portal with NILs, Tiki's right. It is professional. And quite frankly, that's one of the reasons why I think St. John's actually has a chance to reclaim what they used to have.
Yeah.
Because they got Mike Rapoli's money.
They're the prime example.
They're one of them.
They're a small school that nobody outside of the Northeast pays attention to.
Well, it's a big Catholic school, small profile in terms of that. There's no football teams, no football money, to your point.
Yep. So, good basketball program years ago, but they've been on tough times. 100%. So nobody's paying attention to them.
Young kids don't care about St. John's. Why would they? They've done nothing. That's going to change.
Until Rick Pitino comes there.
100%.
And then the money gets big.
And by the way, Rick Pitino wasn't going to St. John's without Mike Rapoli's money. Mm-hmm. And players aren't going to play for Rick Pitino somewhat without Mike Rapoli's money. So that's all connected. And I understand that. I embrace it. But the way this goes now, trust me, when you want to transfer, you don't go and visit the school and look at the, I mean, this is such an antiquated, the library or the facilities or the dorms.
Is beautiful.
No.
Wow, look at the lawn.
You sit down. Amazing. I know. And you literally have a business discussion with your handlers, with not an agent, but your handlers, your AAU guy,
well,
your parents,
guys
whatever.
They can hire agents now, right? For the draft, they can
be advised. But then they have to put their name in or out of the draft by a certain date. And if you sign with the agent, that's obviously different. Listen, it's I'm with you. Villanova hired a general manager. Mm-hmm. They actually, now there's like director of basketball operations. You have the head coach. You have three or four assistants, the strength coach. Villanova's smart. They hired a business guy. This is our general manager. The allocation of funds will be directed by this guy. And they're not going to be alone. I hate it, but I get it. It is what it is, and it sucks.
It's becoming professional sports.
Yep.
And for 18 to 21-year-olds.
And watch what's going to happen, because this always goes downstream, and it's not going to happen next year. It's not going to happen in 3 years. But when does the conversation earnestly start about high school players being able to get fully paid?
I've already heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, where it actually has traction, where it's going to happen. I hear you. But I've already heard that, where kids in high school are getting NIL money. I think it's deferred until they commit to wherever they're going. But they're earning money in high school.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
I can't stand that.
You're talking about 15-year-olds.
It's bad. It's dangerous. It's reckless. I mean, the tax implications, yeah, the inability to really manage and handle money. I mean, it could be very problematic. Now, I don't want to be disingenuous. Say if I had, remember when, I don't know if you saw the documentary, it's really good. Remember the brand N1? I know,
yeah,
you remember the brand, but
yeah,
did you see the documentary?
I did not.
The Rise and Fall?
Yeah.
It was awesome. I think it was on Netflix, one of those streams. It was a bunch of kids
that just kind of took a slogan and made it into a big deal.
100%, right? And they hit the streets, and it was, you know, really organic marketing, and didn't spend any money. And before you know it, you know, kids are rocking the gear in the streets and in the schoolyards, and then you make a few bucks, right? So, I mean, I hate to even say this, but from the business point of view, if I owned a company, an apparel company, whatever it might be, what would prevent me or you or some ambitious business person going out and giving a prominent 13-year-old AAU kid,
yeah,
$10,000 a month to rock my stuff and get 700,000 likes on Instagram?
Nothing.
And that's where we're going to go.
It is.
And it's dangerous, and it stinks. I don't like it, but it's not changing. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney here on The Fan. Listen, pay me, I'll wear anything on the air. I'll slap 9,000 logo. I got a big enough forehead. I got room.
And we got good
logos on my head.
And we'll wear the shoes. We'll put our feet up on the desk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.